Hey, you're tuned into Edgecast Mini again. This is Jeremy, and I want to talk with you out of 2 Corinthians chapter 13. As you're following along with us, you should be finishing up the book of 2 Corinthians today. Just an awesome book in the Bible. Well, I guess they're all awesome books, but I just want to give you a very kind of brief thought, and yet it's something very powerful in our lives out of the very last verse of the book of 2 Corinthians. It's 2 Corinthians 13. Verse 14. And Paul says this as he's finishing this big letter to the church there in Corinth. He says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." And this is a just a kind of a quick wrap up to his entire letter that he's written. Of course, these weren't books back then. They were considered letters, but it's got to be the longest letter I've ever seen. And he finishes off with his thought of how he can leave the church and what he wants to encourage them in as they walk away from that. And I thought, man, what an awesome promise for us today that we have the same access that they had to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. That, you know, God is represented here in three persons, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there's different parts of his nature that he shows through them. And so he says, look, I want you to remember that you have grace through Jesus Christ. And today, whatever you're dealing with and in your walk with God, remember that Jesus has given us grace to be accepted by God. Grace is that free gift. It's that enabling by God that we don't deserve, but he gives us everything that we need. It's that gift that he gives to us, that he makes sure that we can accomplish his will, that we can know him, that we can enter his presence. I mean, that is incredible grace through Jesus Christ that I didn't earn, but he gave it to me on the cross. Secondly, he says, don't forget the love of God or the love of the Father. That today, you know, wherever you're at in your relationship with God, maybe you're going through a time where you feel distant from God or just sort of a dry spell in your walk with the Lord. But I want to call you back and remind you that we don't live by our feelings, but we live by faith. And the Word of God says clearly that, you know what, God is your Heavenly Father, and not just that, but he loves you. Whatever you feel today, you be reminded that there is the love of the Father available to you, that the same kind of love he had for you when he sent Jesus to die is the same love that he has for you today. And that's available to us. Grace to get through our struggles and trials, but also love from a Father that would lay down his life, give his own Son for us. That is the kind of love that we have. And lastly, and this is awesome, he says the communion, or another way to say that is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. That this is another part of our relationship with God, that I don't just know, you know, a Savior that died for me. And I don't just know a Heavenly Father that loves me and that one day I'll see when I get to heaven, but that there is the fellowship I can have through the Holy Spirit. I can have fellowship with God today. I can be near him. I can hear his voice. He's with me right now as you're listening to this podcast. His presence is with you. Again, it's not about the feelings, but it's about what's real and true, but from the foundation of the Word of God. And that's that we have grace through Jesus Christ, the love of the Father upon us. And every single day, we can be in fellowship with his presence through the Holy Spirit. So I hope that's an encouragement to you, just to kind of remind you of just the very nature of God, the very character and his heartbeat and his thoughts towards us today. Let it strengthen you. Let it refocus you, maybe re-energize you in your faith as you're reading the Word, as you're praying, going about your day. I do pray that you would experience the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit today.